Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? I Need a Sign, based on the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 7, especially this verse. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son. And you shall call his name Emmanuel. I invite you to open your worship folder you've been given and find the sermon outline on it. Follow this outline as we consider our theme, I Need a Sign. The science fiction movie Children of Men foretold a frightening future in which not a single baby had been born for 18 years. It didn't take long before people in Europe began pointing the finger at blame at one another. Society broke down in civil war and racial tensions. Refugees from underdeveloped countries poured into Great Britain. The government put up walls and detainment camps to keep the outsiders out. Then into this chaotic world of death and despair, a young African girl named Key arrives. And suddenly, she finds herself pregnant. How? No one knows. It's a miracle. The main character, Theo, is enlisted to protect Key and smuggle her out of the country so she can safely give birth to her baby. But when they are delayed, she gives birth in a refugee camp during a fierce battle. And the baby begins to cry and the fighting stops. As the soldiers lay down their weapons in awe of the birth of the first baby born in almost 20 years. What does the birth of this new baby mean? For some, the birth of Key's baby is a sign of hope, a future for the human race. For others, it's a sign of judgment upon their hatred and their violence. The movie makes us answer the question, is the birth of this new baby a sign of hope or a sign of judgment? In our sermon text from Isaiah chapter 7, the prophet Isaiah tells the king of Judah named Ahaz that God wants to give him a sign of hope. But this sign, which was meant for hope, instead for Ahaz became a sign of judgment. Ahaz lived in a time of fear and doubt. Some 700 years before the birth of our Savior. At that time, the nation of Judah was being attacked and harassed by powerful enemies. King Ahaz was called to trust in the Lord for deliverance, but he turned his back on the Lord and instead worshipped godless idols, tried to make covenants with pagan nations rather than trusting the Lord. But the Lord sent to Ahaz the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah to give him a word of hope. Isaiah told him to turn from worthless idols, to turn from pagan nations, to return to the Lord in faith. But sadly, Ahaz would not believe. He wanted to carry out his own plans without any interference from God. But the Lord would not give up. He still wanted to help him. So Ahaz was told, ask from the Lord a sign, any sign you want, that God will take care of you. Listen to what the scripture says. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let your request be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz would not ask for a sign. He preferred the help of the nation of Assyria to the help of the Lord his God. But God was even more stubborn than Ahaz. The Lord still gave Ahaz a sign, but the sign meant for hope instead turned into a sign of judgment. Now, listen for the frustration in the voice of Isaiah the prophet as he talks to Ahaz. Is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord will give you a sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel. In the Hebrew language, Emmanuel means God is with us. This sign was meant to be a sign of hope. God is with us. There is hope. But because of Ahaz's unbelief, and because he saw the sign as an interference in his plans, the sign of Emmanuel became a sign of judgment. God is with us. And here comes the judgment. But this sign of Emmanuel would be later fulfilled in a way far more marvelous than Ahaz could ever have expected. For the sign of Emmanuel was not just fulfilled at the sign of Ahaz, time of Ahaz. The full fulfillment came much later, in a manger, in an animal stable, at Bethlehem. The sign of Emmanuel was the birth of our Savior Jesus. Good news for Mary and Joseph so many years after Isaiah and Ahaz, but they too lived in a time of fear and doubt. They lived in an occupied country, Judah, under the jackboot of the Roman military government. They lived under constant fear. And to add to it, Mary was pregnant. But they weren't even married yet, just engaged. Joseph assumed she had been unfaithful to him, and he was planning to break the engagement. Listen to verse 19 of the gospel lesson I read to you today from Matthew chapter 1. It says, "And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to public shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But God sent an angel to Joseph to give him hope and to give him the sign of Emmanuel." Listen to Matthew 1. "An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel.' For both Joseph and Mary, the sign of Emmanuel was a sign of hope and forgiveness and the promise of God's presence with them. Let me ask you today, what does the sign of Emmanuel mean for you? Like King Ahaz with Isaiah, like Mary and Joseph, we too, don't we, live in a time of fear and doubt. Wars going on in the Middle East, wondering where the next terrorist attack will come from. Our economy is struggling. Political changes underfoot in the USA and Canada as well. Challenges abounding in our families. We wake up almost every morning just wondering, what new perversion will our society shove down our throats? Many people have anxiety and fear today. And like Ahaz of old, unfortunately, they're clinging to the false gods and idols of this modern age instead of trusting the Lord God himself. But what time of the year is this, folks? Advent. Almost Christmas. Especially at this time of the year, God has come here to remind us that he sent his son Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the sign of Emmanuel. Jesus is God who is with us. Listen to what Jesus says about himself. And these aren't just Bible verses I'm quoting. These are the promises of Jesus Emmanuel just for you. Jesus says in Revelation 1:17, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I, yes, I hold the keys of hell and death." Jesus tells us in John 14, verse 27, "Peace be with you. Shalom aleichem. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." And Jesus tells us in John 11, verse 25, a promise that just this week our Lord Jesus spoke to our sister in Christ, Mela Langevin, who the Lord took to himself just this week. I'm looking right there for George and Mela to be seated. They're not with us today. George and Trevor will be here for Christmas. But hear the word of promise of Jesus Emmanuel to Mela and to all of us. In John 11, 25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live." And today, were you paying attention? There was a miracle that happened right here. An absolute miracle of God. In the waters of holy baptism, our Lord Jesus told Palmer, "You are mine forever. Nothing will ever take you out of my hand. Palmer, Jorge, Darby, your sins are washed away." All these wonderful gifts. Victory over sin, victory over fear, victory over death. All of these gifts are ours because of the sign of Emmanuel. God, Emmanuel, has come to us in the flesh and blood of the Christ child of Christmas. When you look into that Bethlehem manger, what do you see? It's more than just a cute little baby. It is God in human flesh, Emmanuel, our Savior, come to be with us. And by coming in the flesh, Jesus Emmanuel took upon himself all of our fears, all of our doubts, all of our conflicts, all of our sin. And there upon a cross, Jesus, our Emmanuel, was killed. The battle for our eternal souls was waged upon him, and died he did, but more than that, he rose in victory from death and the grave. And even today, Jesus Emmanuel gives that victory to anyone who puts their trust in him. And one more secret. Did we not just have one miracle today? Another miracle is here. We rarely have two sacraments on the same Sunday. But here another miracle of Emmanuel, God is with us. In a very special way in Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, in, with, and under that bread and wine, our Lord Jesus Christ gives us his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. On the night before Jesus went to the cross, he sat at table with his disciples, and he gave them what we now call the Lord's Supper. And he said these very words that you're going to hear me say in just a few minutes. Jesus said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood, given for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Here in this bread and wine, our Lord Jesus gives us the gift of Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, the Lord's Supper is yet one more sign, the sign of Emmanuel. Every time you kneel at this altar, You come face to face with your Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, who loves you with an everlasting love and gives you at this altar his precious body and blood to assure you your sins are forgiven. What a sign! What a sign! If you're following your sermon outline, we've rounded third and we're heading toward home. Our sermon conclusion. Back in the early 1970s, when I was in high school, in fact, 1971, a famous Canadian rock and roll band called the Five Man Electrical Band had a number one seller. The song was entitled Signs. The main idea of the sign was the main idea of the song was this. All around us are signs telling us what to do, telling us what not to do. Signs to push us around. Signs to make us feel guilty. Signs to make us feel we just don't measure up. Here's how the chorus sounded, and I won't sing it, although I could. Signs, signs, everywhere a sign. Blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? Now, just the opposite, just the absolute opposite of this bad news song about signs is God's love song to you about the sign of Emmanuel. Jesus Emmanuel is God's love song just for you. And this song was first sung by angels to shepherds in the field taking care of their flocks at night. The angels sang, "For unto you is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Jesus is the sign of Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. What a sign! In the name of Jesus. Amen.